Glad that you have made it this morning safely, and I hope you're able to make it home equally as safely. There are two things as we look at life in the first century church in the book of Acts that stand out, at least to me. One is they were focused on word ministry, the ministry of the word, getting the word out, teaching the word to the people that they had reached, but also getting the word to those who needed to hear it. But the other is the way the church demonstrated love for one another. And those are two things that I think ought to mark the church, among other things, throughout history. It has, and it's two things that we want to mark Reynoldsburg Baptist Church, is being word-centered, word-focused, but also the way we love one another. And part of that is meeting needs. We have attempted to do that through deacon ministry over the years. That's what deacons are for, is to serve the physical material needs of the body of Christ. And so we've done it a number of ways, but most recently what we have found that has been pretty effective are our ministry teams. And there are three ministry teams, and you're going to have an opportunity to hear from those teams, from the deacons who oversee each of those ministry teams this morning. And then we're going to, after they're finished, we're going to dismiss to the fellowship hall for some refreshments, for you to have an opportunity to ask questions of any of them that you might have, and also to sign up, re-sign up, or sign up new for the ministry team. So I'm glad that you're here, and I'm going to turn it over to Jeff Hayes, who is the chairman, current chairman of the deacons. Jeff.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Well, we only have about 20 minutes for three teams to present what their team is about. So I'm just going to introduce...
I meant to pray. Would you pray for us?
Oh, sure. Well, before we do that, let's pray. Can you join me? Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your loving care for us each and every day. We thank you for the example of our Lord Jesus, who laid down his life for us, that we might have the hope of eternal life and the forgiveness of our sins. And we just want to emulate and imitate what Jesus did and lay down our lives for one another and demonstrate to the world our love for one another, like John 13, 34, and 35 says, because that by that will all men know that we are your disciples. So, Lord, we just pray you bless our time and pray that the speakers could present this information clearly and that we would all respond so that we could show love to one another and meet each other's needs. Commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. So we have three different ministry teams. If you got one of these sheets as you came in the door, you can just follow this. We'll go down the list. So I'm just going to introduce the speakers so they can come up and explain what their team does. So our first one is Membership Matters, and the deacon who's leading that will present is Justin Ralston.
Morning. My name is Justin Ralston, and where's Ron Cox at? Ron? Oh, Ron's back there. Me and Ron Cox work on the Membership Matters team. The Membership Matters team is to build up and strengthen our church by word and action. People on the Membership Matters team do one of two things, or sometimes both. First, we help unify new members into the fellowship and ministry at Reynoldsburg Baptist Church. To do this, we involve our, we are involved in new or prospective members who come to RBC. Members on the Membership Matters team contact people in a couple different ways depending on their own personality, comfort level, and spiritual giftedness. For example, you could contact someone before or after church just to chat with them and see how things are going. You can make a call, or send an email. You could, schedule a visitation with them in their home or in your home. You could take them out to dinner after church or some evening, or get coffee. During contact time, new members, we use this time to answer questions they may have about the church or point them in the right direction to someone who can answer their questions. You know, I talk to people, I don't have all the answers, so I don't expect anyone on my team to have all the answers either. For example, if someone has a question about the music ministry, I would probably point them in the direction of Mr. Gerke, for just an example. During the time we explain, you know, new members how to get involved, you know, with things like choir, teaching children, or becoming a trustee, which this today would be a good idea. So we need lots of trustees. Most of all, our time is spent encouraging them to become active and engaged. Really, we want people that, not just to come here and, sit in the pew. That'd be nice, but also be active. The second thing we can do is, we minister to current RBC members experiencing major life events. We do this by assisting with weddings, baby showers, helping with funeral meals. For example, Carolyn Anderson, Chris Cavanaugh, and Lillian Tornero coordinate teams to help with meals for families after funerals. Their teams set up, provide food, serve, and clean up afterwards. The Membership Matters team also assists with aftercare events. These are things such as coordinating, making, and delivering meals after a newborn baby. We also help after they have an operation, or if they're dealing with pretty much anything. If there's a situation that's come up, health related or not, we try to step in and help. Many of you probably know that the Sunday school classes primarily do this task. So we just kind of help the Sunday school classes if they need assistance. Ideally, if we have enough people, you know, if your Sunday school class wouldn't have enough people to, you know, provide meals for a certain time period, we try to kind of come in and help with that. Fill in the gaps is what we like to do. Which is also a good point that a lot of people that are on our team or let's say do the work of our team aren't necessarily on our team. So it'd be really nice to know who those people were. So, you know, a lot of times I talk to people and they're like, well, I don't know if I want to sign up for something else. And typically I just tell them, well, we just like to have somebody that's a representative of your Sunday school class that I can come talk to make sure, or you can come talk to me if something comes up. That's just kind of a very loose connection that we like to have. So if you see yourself playing this role, please let me know. As we minister to others by meeting their physical needs, we show love to each other in practical ways. This demonstrates that we are truly disciples and followers of Jesus Christ by obeying his commandments to love one another. If you have any interest in serving in any of these areas, by encouraging new members to become involved in the ministry services and fellowship here at Reynoldsburg Baptist Church, or by ministering to current RBC members experiencing major life events, please talk to me or Ron afterwards. I'd like to also take this time to thank the people that have worked with us. You know, it's kind of what we do is kind of like, it's not consistent. It's just a lot of times it's things come up and we have to react and take care of things and do that kind of stuff. So it's really helpful when people can pitch in and help us out. So I'd like to thank you. So if you have any questions, please let us know. We'll be back at the booth afterwards. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Justin. You'll see poster boards out there and tables for the different ministry team leaders will be, so you can please go see them afterwards. So the next committee is Benevolence and Material and Physical Needs, and Dave Fannin will explain about that ministry team to us.
Morning. I'm Dave Fannin. My partner in crime is Paul Cameron. He's standing in the back here. Basically, it's just exactly what it says. It's Benevolence and Material Needs. Throughout the years, we've found needs that people have come across for short-term needs financially. Then, you know, something's happened in their life and they're struggling a little bit here and there. You know, through the benevolent funds, we're able to help in situations like that. Not only do we help in that way, but we're helping in any, like, you know, a sudden need that happens Let's say you have a water break, or your furnace is not working, or you've got leaves in the yard, or you have all kinds of different needs that come up. We want to be available to help in that situation. Sometimes it takes finances with that, and sometimes it just takes physical ability to do that. So that's basically our team. We as the leaders usually take care of the financial part, plus we work the physical part. So if you like physical work, or you just are good and handy, we could always use your help on the benevolent team, because that's basically what we do. We help in times of need and in times when persons can't take care of the needs. I had a call this morning from my mother-in-law. She had a leak. I went in, took care of it. All was a drip from the back of the washer. You know how that, the hoses connect. But that's the kind of stuff that, as a benevolent team, we're able to take care of. You know, driveway, you can't get out. You need the driveway shoveled. You got leaves up against the house and you need it cleaned out, you know. Anything that could help you in a sudden time of need, or you know you're not going to be able to do it because you're physically not able to, or you just don't have nobody to help you with it, please give us a call and let us know. That's what our team is all about. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Dave. So our next speaker will be Bob Strine, who will explain about the last committee team ministry that you see there, hospital, homebound, and hospice visitation, Triple H, they call it. So here's Bob Strine to explain this.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bob Strine, if you don't know me. Please know me, because I'd like to have you on my team. People on the leadership are Jim Myers, Greg Watson, and myself. And if you want to learn how to be effective in this team, and you want a good mentor to show you how, see Jim Myers. Jim Myers is really a guy that can get out there, and he can show you how to do this effectively. We contact those people who are homebound, those people that are in the hospital for a lengthy stay, and those people who are in hospice. This is a very important team that has a real effect and a real meaning as far as I'm concerned. That's my own humble opinion, mainly because I'm on that team, I guess. But it is very important. We need to get out and let people know that even though they can't be here, they're still in fellowship. That fellowship is still available to them. Because many people, once they get away and cannot get to church anymore, they get the feeling that they've been abandoned. And it's up to us to let them know that they are not abandoned, that they are the people that we need to contact and stay in touch with and maintain that fellowship. We need to be in a position to let them know that we believe what Christ told the scribe, what the scribe relayed back to Christ in Mark 12, 28 through 34. There is only one God. I'm paraphrasing this and saying it very simple. There is only one God, and that's the God we serve. And we treat our neighbors as we would treat ourselves. That we're good to them, as good to them as we would be to ourselves. The things we do is we distribute devotional material when we go on the trip. We try to keep it appropriate in keeping with the Baptist faith and message. We share that. We have short, friendly visits. Your conscience and your good common sense lets you know how long those visits should be. You can usually tell when people are getting tired of looking at you. And then you can also tell when there's people who want to look at you a little bit longer. So you keep talking. And you keep visiting with them. It's really disheartening for these folks to be out of fellowship, and I keep stressing that word fellowship, but because that's an important part of this committee, is to make sure that they are aware that they're still in fellowship with this church. There's no expense involved here, if that's a concern. We have people who send cards. The church provides the cards, the postage. So that's something you can do. If you can't get out and visit, if you yourself are not able to get out, you can send cards. You can make telephone calls. People I have found like to get telephone calls. And with some people, you gotta have your coffee ready and you gotta have a place to sit down because you're gonna be on the phone for a while, but that's good. That's good. Each visit you make with a person on this team lets you know more and more about them and what their interests are. What their interests, what they really like to talk about, and then each succeeding visit becomes more and more comfortable for you and for them because they have learned about what your interests are. So you're talking to them, pretty soon you're talking to them about sports, you're talking to them about things going on in the church, talking about their family, you get to know their family. This is also an outreach program. As we go out and talk to these folks that are homebound, hospice or in the hospital, their families, their friends, caretakers, see that this is a church that's caring. It's a caring church, and it just might be that they want to come and visit with us because we are so caring, and we really are a caring church. I'm going through my notes here, make sure that I've covered everything. 10 minutes doesn't give you much, but it's probably more than you want to hear anyway. But the thing is, we need you on our team. We need you on our team. We'd just love to have you sign up. We will have, after we get our team together, we will have a meeting. We will get together and have a training session to let you know what to expect and how to handle those situations that come up. We will always be available to you. The three deacons will always be available to you if you have a problem, if you have a concern, and we'll get the answer for you if we don't know it ourselves. So, be with us, join our team, and we'll welcome you heartily. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Bob. So as you go back to the ministry tables back in the fellowship hall, remember that it's Justin Ralston and Paul Cameron are with the Membership Matters Committee, and Dave Fannin and Ron Cox. Justin Ralston and Ron Cox are with the Membership Matters. The benevolence and material needs are Dave Fannin and Paul Cameron. And the hospital homebound and hospice are Bob Strine and Greg Watson and Jim Myers. So I just encourage you to do that. I've just been with the church a short time compared to some of the other deacons, but one thing that's really encouraged and warmed my heart is to see what a caring church this is. And I just think, you know, we can excel still more, as Paul would exhort in Thessalonians. We can excel still more. So let's do that in 2014 and meet one another's needs all the more. So at this point, Pastor Greg will close us in prayer.
As we prepare to close, just a few final words. First of all, I want to thank all of you who in the past have served on one of these ministry teams and have loved on our congregation just by serving one another in this way. I want to thank the deacons for the leadership that they are providing, have provided in the past, and will provide in the future for these ministry teams. As Jeff mentioned and as was mentioned earlier, we're going to have a time for you to talk with the deacons, to ask them questions, to sign up, to fellowship with one another in the fellowship hall. So once I finish praying, we'll be dismissed to the fellowship hall for a time of fellowship, conversation, question time with the deacons, but not most importantly, but almost most importantly, for you to be able to sign up for the ministry teams. You'll see the three tables. We will have those sign-ups available after today in the foyer for the next few weeks, so today's not the only time that you have to sign up. But please take advantage of this time to find out more and to sign up. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity that is ours to love one another. Father, this is an opportunity that you have given to us. Father, you have demonstrated your love for us by sending the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have called us, Father, as those who claim Christ as our Lord and Savior, to follow in his footsteps, to love one another as you have loved us in him. And Father, there are a variety of ways that we can do that. Father, we don't need programs or structures in order to simply love one another. But Father, we thank you for the ministry teams and that they provide avenues for us to serve one another together. And so Father, we pray that we would take advantage of this opportunity. We pray that we would see the variety of opportunities that no matter what our station in life, no matter what our strengths or our weaknesses, Father, there is a place for us to serve on one of these teams. And so Father, we pray that many of our congregation would take advantage of this opportunity that is ours. Father, we pray that you would continue to bless our time as we move to a time of fellowship and as we anticipate worshiping together with one another later this morning. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen.